Welcome to Shalom Achshav on the Daf. Shir sponsor Lo Yinishmas Haim Yakvashom Le'Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding in Gittin Daf Ayin Vov. The Gemara Amud Beis speaks about the city of Akko, and the Gemara tells us that Akko is part of Eretz Yisrael. There's a suffix in the Gemara what it is, but the conclusion of the Gemara is that Akko is Eretz Yisrael. And the fact that the Gemara is even debating it shows that it's not so clear what Akko is. Toises in the Beis Amud Aleph, the beginning of the Masechta, brought the Yerushalmi that tells us that Akko is half Eretz Yisrael and half Chutz Lartz. And the Ramban over here in the Sugyo says more, that Akko was conquered or given to Oyle Bovel, not to Oyle Mitzrayim. Oyle Mitzrayim, when they came from Mitzrayim, they didn't conquer Akko. Only Bovel got Akko. So it doesn't really have the full power of Oyle Bovel and Oyle Mitzrayim, as only Oyle Bovel. And all this leads us to an understanding about the city of Akko, that it's brought down in Sefer HaChassidus, or Tzadik mentions it, it's brought down in Arvei Nachal and others, that the idea of Akko is that Akko stands between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Lartz. As the Arizal says, that always between every item there's something that stands in between. Between a chai and a tzemeach, there's something which is half chai, half tzemeach. Between a chai and a medab, between an animal and a human being, there's a monkey who's in between. Between a goy and a yid, it's brought down, the shmol stands in between. There's always something in between. Between Shabbos and the weekday, there's been a shoshes. Between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz, there is something which is half and half. It's half Eretz Yisrael, half Chutz Laretz. It is partial, it gets the kibush bovel and not kibush Ole Mitzrayim. The Lashon of Reb Tzadik is, it's a klipas noiga. Klipas noiga, we know always, is a combination of kodesh and choil. That's what Akko is. The Arvei Nachal says that every kedusha has the kedusha itself, and then it has what it spreads out of it towards the koiches atumah. So Eretz Yisrael spreads out into Chutz Laretz. What spreads out from Eretz Yisrael? That's Akko that spreads out. And just another nekudo in understanding this, that the Ramban tells us that the Akko would have kibush bovel, not kibush early Mitzrayim. So Mash will learn what's brought down in many of the psalm, the Vilna Gaon mentions it, that the kibush Mitzrayim was what's called a serusa de leila, came from above. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did all the miracles and went into Eretz Yisrael. And there we build Beis Hamikdash HaRishon, which was the whole gilui of Torah Shebichtav in Nevuah. The Oyle Bovel, that was coming from Am Yisrael only. There was no miracles. Came Beis Hamikdash HaSheni, which was the gilui Torah Shebaper that comes from us. So according to this, Akko, which is a half and half, what it has what Am Yisrael are accomplishing and doing, but it doesn't have the full Gdusha coming from above. It doesn't have the Oyle Mitzrayim part, has only the Oyle Bovel part. And maybe that's the pshat over here in the sugya that it says that this gilui of what Akko is all about was revealed through the Chachamim, because that's when they said goodbye to each other. So the Chachamim are the ones who established the Gdusha of Akko through their deeds. It's coming from us, not so much from above, because that's the idea of Akko. Akko, which was in between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz, is the place where you have the Gdusha coming from us, and now the Gdusha coming from above. Anyone who wants to join the Shalom Achshava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shalomachshava@gmail.com.